Your first win at home as you beat Campbell 50-27 on Saturday, a game that you guys never trailed in. Just give me your impressions on what you guys did so well.
Yeah, it was a great win for us against a good Campbell football team. You know, got off to a fast start early with some three and outs defensively and two touchdowns offensively. That got us rolling and made some big time plays on special teams. Proud of the way we continued to respond also with points offensively and scoring on six consecutive possessions because Campbell was not going to lay down. Coach Harris has done a great job with the competitive nature of his team, and they've been in some shootouts this year. They answered back with some explosive plays of their own with Sincere Brown and Randall King, two guys that really impressed me on the outside for them. But at the end of the day, I'm very proud of our sustained effort as a team. We asserted ourselves at the start of the game, the way we came out, and the way we came out in the second half with some back-to-back stops and four scoring drives really propelled us to a big win in front of our homecoming crowd.
We've talked a lot about Chandler Braboy and all the things that he can do, but he was really good. 183 yards in receptions, the two long kick returns. But I wanted to start with you mentioned the fast start, 66 yard touchdown catch on the first play from scrimmage. How big of a jolt was that for your offense?
Yeah, it was huge. It really was. And, you know, Chandler had a great day offensively and in the return game. You know, Drew Fulmer and our offensive staff put together a really good plan that was balanced with our run game and play action pass. And, you know, those deep shots, they took some great protection up front, and Matthew Downing putting it up and down for those explosive pass plays were big. And I felt like he did a good, really good job for us on Saturday, also protecting the football and managing the game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. As long as you mentioned Matthew, 16-24, 251, three touchdowns. You kind of used he and Jack a little bit over the past several weeks trying to find the guy. And was that maybe Matthew's best game? And what did you take from that performance?
Yeah, I'm proud of Matthew for the job he did. I do think it was probably his best game this year. You know, he protected the ball, he connected, got it up and down. He used his legs to get us a real key first down in the game as well, and you know, provided some strong leadership, and just really proud of that unit for the job they did.
The other guy that obviously had a big day along with those two was Rushon Baker with T.J. Thomas banged up. He comes through 23 carries, 154 yards, three touchdowns, a huge week of his own. Just talk about the day that he had and what was sort of the message to him going into the game, knowing that he was going to be the guy.
Yeah, the message was opportunity. You know, we've had a bunch of injuries. We're down a lot of starters right now on both sides of the ball. But for every injury that we have is an opportunity for somebody. And it's a next man up mentality. And that's one of the benefits of being a developmental program where we do have some depth in our program. Really proud of Rushon Baker, though. You know, breakout day for him. He got downhill, ran behind his pads. And he's got a really good skill set, you know, that includes vision, power, as well as some speed. So I was real proud of him. That was a career high rushing day for him. And we really needed it. And he stepped up and provided it for us.
How rewarding, because the offense has had some struggles over the past few weeks. To see a breakout day like that, how rewarding was that for all your guys on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, for sure. It was big. And, you know, and I'm really proud of our whole staff and our coaches and players because we've had some tough weeks here, and but the way we prepared last week after a tough loss on the road, you know, putting the work in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it paid off for us on Saturday, and our guys trusted their preparation and they played loose and played confident, and that's something offensively where, you know, when we have struggled, you know, we failed to make some of the routine plays, passes, catches. And we played more confident and loose on Saturday, and just really proud of that group. And it's important, you know, it was a game where, you know, we've had some games where we have been dominant defensively. Okay. And Saturday, we were not dominant. We faced a really talented offense, an explosive offense, and they made some plays. But it's nice to see a team win where the offense steps up and scores 50 in a game. And we did some good things defensively too, and we had some key stops, 5-3 and outs. We controlled the run game. So we did some good things on that side of the ball also, as well as special teams, but real proud of the whole team for the win on Saturday.
First question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, on offense, it looked like Dylan Magazu, had a larger role than maybe some of the other games. I didn't know if this was kind of a, especially on one drive. I think he caught three passes. Was that kind of one of his breakout games as well?
Yeah, proud of Dylan. It was awesome to see him, score a touchdown and have that kind of success. It was nothing specific, Bob, really. We rotate tight ends, Cody Hardy and Dylan, in like a 3-to-1 rotation. So it just so happened that the drives that Dylan was in, he ended up being open and available on some of those pass plays and took advantage of his opportunity.
Seems like he
He's
has
a
a little maybe.
talented athlete. He's a kid. He was a quarterback and played quarterback and corner in high school and has grown into a tight end. So he's a real athletic kid, and proud to see him go out and make those plays.
Gotcha. So he's gotten bigger, I guess, obviously,
He
then
has
like he
gotten
what?
bigger and stronger. Yes.
Okay.
And learned how to block.
Seems like he had a little bit of personality too. I think on one of the catches, not the fourth down catch, but the one of the others, he kind of popped up and motioned first down right in front of you, I think almost, right?
Yeah, he has fun playing the game. He loves the game. He's only a redshirt freshman, but he loves being out there. He's a fan favorite of our players. So it was great to see him, make some plays on Saturday.
One other thing, during this last month of the season, are you going to have opportunity for some of these guys to use some of those four games they can play without losing a red shirt? Is that something that we might see more of here the next few games?
Yeah, good question, Bob. For sure. We do like to get guys playing experience if they're ready, and if it fits with what we're doing, whether it's on special teams or on offense and defense. So we do make a concerted effort to get guys in the game if they're ready and can help us win. That way next year it's not their first time out there. They've had that valuable game experience for sure.
Did Landon Clark have a snap in there, I think?
Landon did. Yeah, so he's a good example. He's a talented athlete, and quarterback, and so we do have some package stuff for him, and unfortunately that we had a low snap on that play, and that was his only play of the game. But yeah, that's a good example of someone who, yeah, we'd like to try to get some game experience for him.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tony talked about at the start the special teams, and obviously Chandler's returns were part of that, but you also had an extra point that you return, a block punt, and then converting a fake punt for a first down. How much of that was I know you can't control like defensive extra points, but how much that going into the game did you feel like maybe you had a little advantage on special team?
We feel like we should have an advantage on special teams every week. We put so much into it. From a program standpoint, and it was great to see that success on Saturday in really every unit. You mentioned it, the blocked extra point and returning that for points, the fake field goal that extended a drive that led to a touchdown was big. The block punt, we had a nice pin punt inside the one and the big kickoff return. So proud of those units and Milo Austin, our special teams coordinator, and the individual coaches that lead each of those units. It was great to see us step up and make the big plays and winning our moments in those opportunities.
Tough test this week as your team heads out on the road to face William and Mary. As you start to prepare for them, what are some of the challenges William and Mary present for you?
Yeah, William and Mary. I mean, this has become a bit of a rivalry game for us, really. We've had some really close games and some excited finishes over the last 6 years. I think we're both kind of similar programs, both high academic schools, developmental programs that use the portal to supplement our roster instead of building it that way. Have a ton of respect for Coach London and his program. They are very experienced on offense. They run the ball as well as anyone in the country with the 1-2 punch of Yoder and Emo, and a veteran quarterback in Darius Wilson who can beat you with his arms and his legs. He's efficient getting the ball down the field and can extend plays. And defensively, they're going to play physical at the line of scrimmage, sound in the run game, and they've got some experienced playmakers out back. So with Barnes and Jones, so one of the top programs in the CAA. Tough to beat at home. It's a great opportunity for us to go after a ranked win on the road this week.
What has made, just before I let you go, what has made that you mentioned all the great games you guys have had over the last 6 years? What has made the rivalry so good?
Yeah, I think the similarities in the program, Rob, really, developmental programs. We cross over a lot in recruiting. So we know a lot of their kids. Their kids know a lot of our kids. I think that's tied into it.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next week.